Tech of Sports, episode 73, PGA Tour player Will Wilcox. This week on the Tech of Sports, Will Wilcox. Netcast Studio produces great content you can listen to anytime online. Go to netcaststudio.com and check it all out. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And the Tech of Sports production of Netcast Studio, netcaststudio.com. You can join us every Wednesday. And the day following, where the show is posted, the show runs live at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, netcaststudio.com/live. And welcome everyone tonight. And we're taping this episode a little early, but definitely worth the effort. And coming in tonight and doing this, we have a live and breathing PGA Tour member, Will Wilcox, joining us tonight. And he's going to talk about various things. And he just signed a nice endorsement deal with a great company I'm a big fan of. And a little about Will, he's a former college golfer at UAB in Clayton State. He's a three-time All-American. He's played on the Hooters Tour. He's been on the Canadian Tour, and he won an event on the Web.com Tour, the 2013 South Georgia Classic, which was a great event. And he also holds the distinction of being one of the few golfers in tournament play that has shot a 59. So we're going to talk about that. He did that in Utah. He's got his card on the PGA Tour this year. And Will, thanks for calling in and coming on.
Yes, sir. No problem. About 15 minutes later than the time that I was told to call. I'm sorry. I spaced it a little bit, but I'm glad I got in touch with you guys. And, now, yeah, I appreciate you taking the time.
If you're 15 minutes late for a tee time, Will, that round is pretty much gone.
Yeah, that's no good. I think 5 minutes is as late as you want to go on those.
And your website, we'll promote that along the way here, willwilcoxgolf.com, and we'll talk about that. And you're also active on social media, and that's great. And as you came on, you were talking briefly about your 2014 season and your start to that, five events so far, and top 10 in Hawaii, which was really great. And then you're coming on a little bit after missing two cuts. So what's your impressions of the first five events?
I mean, I'm just trying to learn every week, and just, you can't be short-sighting yourself. The courses play a little faster out there. I mean, you know, I'm just learning every week, and I think I've done pretty good in my first five. I'll give it about a C minus.
I give it a little better than that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I played nice in Hawaii, and that was a lot of fun. That was just, there was just so much excitement that week, and I just, you know, was going on adrenaline. And then, you know, playing the more difficult golf courses in California, our courses that didn't set up as well for me, I just kind of struggled and got a little discouraged then, but you know, I'm seeing the bright side of everything now, and I've got a great opportunity, and I hope to just, you know, continue trying to get better.
Yeah, you're a Southern guy, and now we're in the South here, and kind of your territory, and I think it's going to be really good for you and your game. Do you have some buddies out there, maybe your age, or that you kind of rely on for some help or some advice, or is there like a grizzled veteran maybe that's kind of taking you under their wing, and you kind of call on him when you have some questions or some concerns?
And I definitely talk to some of the vets. I've played a decent amount of golf with, you know, Daniel Chopra and just basically guys from the web.com. I mean, Lynn Matisse, hung out with him some on the web.com, and I definitely picked their brains. I wouldn't say I've been taken under anybody's wing just yet, but I got all my friends from the web.com, Jim Renner, Andrew Loop, Kevin Foley, and we just trying to all learn at the same time, really. But Renner had a great week a few weeks ago, but yeah, it's you know, kind of just, it's just really my clique from the web.
Sure. I'm in Atlanta. I'm friends with Brendan Todd and Georgia, University of Georgia golfers have been off to a year, and even a Georgia Tech golfer won in Puerto Rico last week.
Yeah.
So you've got a little bit of a Georgia tie with Clayton State. Are you next in line as a player that played golf in college golf in the state of Georgia to break through?
Man, I hope so. I mean, it's and they sure are on fire though. It's so impressive to see these guys that are, I mean, all of them are a couple of years younger than me. I think I may be a year older than Chesson, but it's just so impressive. They're getting younger and younger, winning these things. And I always feel like I go through a little transition period. I'm just trying to make it as short as possible.
And now you have some exciting news this week. You're one of the new ambassadors with a company I've written about numerous times. I like their products, and it's Echo Golf.
Yeah.
And talk a little about how that came together and your impressions on Echo products.
I mean, I absolutely love the shoes. I mean, they're the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn on a golf course, no doubt. And some of the spikeless shoes, I mean, I'll wear them just, you know, to a restaurant or out at night. They look really good. So, I mean, I started wearing them about 6-8 months ago, just trying them out, and was really, you know, honored to wear them. I played with Jesper in Orlando a couple months ago, just kind of a meet and greet. You know, we played at golf out at Grand Cypress and, you know, hit it off, and they offered to help me out. And it's just really flattering, and it's great to be with such a good company.
Yeah, that makes you feel good. And they're a great looking shoe, but that's one thing. But like you said, kind of the trend in golf shoes is they look like shoes you could wear, like you said, to a sports bar or to, you know, out walking around, walking shoes and casual shoes. And Echo's got that covered. Have you noticed kind of a change over the last few years in technology in golf shoes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, without a doubt, everybody's newer designs, and they are just looking, they're getting lower and lower to the ground. You know, there's not as much of the cleat, you know, you're not clinking around on the cart path and hard spikes or anything. It's just, yeah, it looks like running shoes half the time. I mean, Nike's really made some comfortable, almost, you know, tennis shoe types. And now Echo, I think they started 5 or 6 years ago. I feel like they were the first ones that did it with Fred Couples.
Yep.
And, you know, they'd really just look like, you know, normal kicks. You know, you'd wear them to the mall or wherever. So I definitely noticed it starting with Echo, you know, 5-6 years ago.
Sure. And we're with Will Wilcox here. I assume you're in Tampa, Will, getting ready for this week.
Well, I didn't get in my number in my categories about midway. And I'm 27, and it maybe is only going, I'm probably going to end up 10th alternate or so.
Yeah,
the Florida swing's been a little difficult for the web.com guys to get into because they're just such strong fields. But I'll be getting some starts in San Antonio, and I'm going to go play the web.com event in Panama next week.
Oh, fun. Yeah, when you do get that chance, it has the utmost importance to make a good showing because, like you said, you don't have control some weeks over when you're able to get in the field.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm just trying to stay as sharp as possible and try to take advantage of the weeks where I do get starts. By the summertime, I'll get a good amount of starts consecutively so I can get maybe a rhythm out there. And, you know, just being a rookie, you're obviously not at the top of the priority list. You haven't earned it yet. So, you know, I just got to do as best I can when I get the opportunity.
Sure. And we'll a couple more questions here with Will Wilcox. We'll take a quick break here. Mention Amazon.com, the sponsor here at the show and at the network. And if you're buying anything on Amazon here in the coming weeks, coming months, with lots of holidays coming up, netcaststudio.com/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs. It's an affiliate link. So just go to netcaststudio.com and then /Amazon and then do your shopping. So that helps the studio out and helps the tech sports and other shows here at the studio. So, Will, when you're looking at equipment, more than just shoes, there's just so much out there right now and it changes so quickly. Would you call yourself a tinkerer, kind of? Are you always looking for something new, for an edge, or are you the type of guy when you get something, you know, maybe you've had it in your bag for a couple of years and you're happy with it, or are you always trying out something new?
I rarely try anything new. I'll use a driver for 2 seasons normally. Cleveland, they come out with new stuff, you know, maybe once, twice a year, whereas a company like TaylorMade will come out with stuff 5, 6, 7 times a year. So the company that I'm with, I mean, the stuff's just great. And, I just, when it, you know, if it ain't broke type mentality, I just really don't like to tinker too much because, you know, if it worked once, it'll work again.
Yeah, well, except in my case, as an 18 handicapper, it's, you know, it's maybe worked once, and then it hasn't worked again. So but it's
just fun. Always searching for the consistency.
Exactly, that's what you guys have, and that's what, you know, the top players in the world rankings really have, and it's really a fine line between a guy in the top 10 and a guy in the 150s or so, but it can change really quickly, though, can't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody's just so good out there, and you know, you got to just keep believing. So it's a proving ground every week, and it's just requires a lot of precision. So some weeks you got it, some you don't.
Sure, and Will Wilcox here, WillWilcoxGolf.com, and the newest ambassador for Echo Golf and Echo Shoes. Will, we couldn't have you on here without talking about the 59 in Utah and kind of the press that got and kind of the exposure you got from that. Take us through that round a little bit. I've talked with Annika Sorenstam about the 59 she shot on the LPGA Tour, and she said, you know, halfway through the round, she got the feeling like this could happen. What was your mindset kind of early in the round and then midway through the round and at the end?
I just got off to such a good start. I birdied the first four. One of them was like a great birdie on a really tough par three. The other ones, there was two par fives in the first four holes. And then this one hole, I hit some really, really quality shots at the start and made all the putts. And then the course had five par fives, and I was hitting it long and straight. So I knew I had some birdie and eagle opportunities there. When I turned and I eagled the eighth hole to get to seven under, which was nice because I just was playing steady before that, but then the eagle turned it into a 29. And then I go to the back nine, and after 13, I got to 10 under. And I was thinking, you know, I only had two more to go because it was a par 71. And all the holes I'd played really solid in the previous days just hadn't made the putts. And I just had a bunch of six-footers coming in, hitting my irons really, really well and rolled in. Literally every putt I had on that back nine was like right edge 6 feet. So, you know, I was just confidently rolling those six-footers in and birdied the last two to do it.
Were you kind of in a zone? I mean, tennis players and basketball players, baseball players, they call it the zone. They kind of get in and you don't really hear anything. You're kind of confident. You're just kind of going about your business and you don't feel you can do anything wrong. Is that kind of the best way to describe it?
I was hitting the ball really, really solidly, but I missed about a three-footer for birdie on my 16th hole. It was just a really poor putt. It was kind of downhill right to left about probably 3.5 feet, quick little putt, and I hit the top lip and it goes down to about 6 feet. And when I rolled that in, the comebacker, and I still had an opportunity. So, I mean, there was a little bit of doubt in there, no doubt. I mean, when I had that putt to get to 11 through 16, you know, I just yipped it. and so I was just kind of shocked. And then the next hole, I just hit some really quality shots on some solid par fours, just big draws. All the pins are on the left. And I was just hitting a really nice controlled draw. So it was just green lighters the whole way. Every time we looked at the pin sheet, the pin was on the left. And we just, you know, would laugh about it, me and my caddy, Tyler. And it was just set up really well for me coming in. And I just hit good shots. It was a fun day. There wasn't a lot of wind. Beautiful setting in the mountains in Utah. It was just a fun day. My sister was there. Just everything came together.
Is it kind of weird turning on Golf Central then that night and seeing your kind of the big story that day? I'm sure you watched the Golf Channel a lot or ESPN, and kind of weird seeing you the focus on there for one night?
Yeah, I mean, my name went across the ticker on ESPN, and I saw some highlights on the Golf Channel. The ticker on ESPN was really, really cool, and I think they even said something. Like Stephen A. Smith said my name or something like that. And it was pretty neat. It was a fun couple of weeks.
Sure.
It was like, you know, around the 4th of July. It was just a fun time in the summer, and that just added to it.
Sure. Like the last 12 months on the tour, it's kind of been, the theme has kind of been the young golfer breaking through and winning a tournament, coming up and winning the tournament. And you're definitely in that group that I think you're going to you're going to get a chance here this year and be in contention somewhere and have a chance for it. You think about that a lot. You relish that opportunity. And how do you think you've learned from, you know, winning on the web.com tour and, you know, the tournaments you've played? Are you ready kind of for that to happen here?
Definitely. I mean, I last year played really, really well, and I'm starting to hit it better now. I mean, I'm kind of a realistic player in that I know when I'm hitting it well, and I know when I'm not. I have a natural move. And I really started to hit it well lately, and I started to believe more in myself, and that's what it takes. So I'm excited about the next, 5-6 months. It could be really a lot of fun, and I'm excited to get in playing well again.
Yeah, I think it will be, and I think your upside is really big, and getting confidence from a company like Echo has got to help, and the support they give you, and I think it's just going to be exciting for you, and I think we'll be seeing your name on the front page of a couple leaderboards here, and hopefully the breaks go your way, and you find a course that's to your liking, and then like you said, that week you're striking the ball really well, and it pans out for you. I think you're really close.
I appreciate the confidence. I need to get that same kind of attitude about my game, and we'll see what happens. I do get confidence from everybody that's shown their support for me this year, like Echo and Harmony and Under Armour's helping me. I mean, it's really exciting, so I hope to take the next step.
Just call me anytime, and I'll give you a pep talk. So.
You're going to be my new
sports
mental guy. You're going to be my mental guy.
Well, Will, great having you on. The show is called The Tech of Sports. We talked a little technology, but I always ask the guests one last question as we wrap up. As you're traveling out on tour, what's the one piece of technology that you always have with you that you can't live without?
iPad. I always have my iPad so I can put my phone down for a little while and not look at it. But, I mean, I love Netflix, and, it's a perfect thing to just kind of unwind and watch Breaking Bad or something on the iPad. So they've gotten so good. The picture's so perfect, and it's just, I got to have it.
And give your website a little plug. It's a well-done website, and you like interacting with the fans on social media. Give your Twitter account and your social media a little plug.
Yeah. I mean, willwilcoxgolf.com, and same thing on Twitter. So it's good stuff seeing all the support from the people back home. I mean, a lot of people are, Alabamians on there, and it's neat that everybody gets some enjoyment out of following me. It's a really neat situation. I'm glad people enjoy it.
So is your family an Auburn family or an Alabama family?
Yeah, we're Auburn War Eagle for sure.
Okay.
Mom played golf there. My mom played golf down there. My sister graduated from nursing school there, and my dad graduated there. I didn't go there, but I'm still a huge fan.
Sure, and great, great program and great sports teams, and hopefully you'll be doing the people from Alabama proud here this year. I've got high hopes for you, so let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks. Hold on here for 1 second as we wrap up. And Netcast Studio has many other shows which may be of interest to you. You can head over to netcaststudio.com, check out all the shows that are available, and also the podcast directory, Two Thumbs Up Media, set up by the people here at Netcast Studio, twothumbsupmedia.com. Thanks to Will Wilcox, and thanks for joining us tonight. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, Netcast Studio production.